So, hey there, thanks for joining me on my table. I'm so excited and glad that you have decided to join me today. It's been a minute for me to be able to post anything. It's been a difficult season slash busy season, and I wasn't able to get here, but here I am today. Today, I wanted to share what's on my heart and mind concerning Psalm 100, because it is a psalm that is featured in Bible verse today. And so I pray that it is a blessing to you. The book of Psalms is filled with so much delight, so many prayers, so much praise, so much thanksgiving, that I encourage you to go back to it. I encourage you to go through it and be blessed as a result. So Psalm 100 is a psalm of giving grateful praise. And today is a good day to give praise. Not only today, but every day. Every day is a good day to give God praise. And so here in Psalm 100, I don't know who wrote it. Some scholars think it was David, but we're not quite sure who it was that wrote it. So this is a writer writing from his heart, and he goes to say, "Shout for the joy to the Lord, all the earth. So worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs." This is a moment of praise. This is a moment of worship. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continues through all generation. So not only are we to praise God, but all the earth is to shout for joy. All the earth is to worship. And so this is definitely a song that we can meditate on and also ignite with praise and thanksgiving today and every day. Thanks for joining me. Stay tuned for the next episode. God bless you and take care.